Welcome back to the Four Pillar Effect. As we talk about health, wealth, love, and happiness, we are wrapping it up for the week. I'll briefly go over what we talked about. And as always, thank you for tuning in. Let's go ahead and jump into the show. So week one, we talk about investing in your health. If you want to go back and listen to that, then please do so. Highly encouraged to go back and listen to everything when the wrap-up does happen. Wealth, we talked about how credit scores do not determine your financial intelligence. It just determines your financial responsibility. Love, we are focusing our love energy towards things that we know our partners or significant others, or we know we could do to show ourselves that we love ourselves. And the happiness, tailoring everything to make our life tailored to us, such as if you bought a dress, ladies, and had it tailored to you, it fits different, it makes you feel different when you wear it. Same thing with you guys. If you buy a suit and you get it tailored, then hey, you're gonna walk more confident, you're gonna feel better. I mean, it's just kind of take it for what it is. Which brings me to the topic that is today's wrap-up, which is taking everything for base value. I think a lot of people, you know, overcomplicate things, and sometimes I'm pretty sure you guys overcomplicate the message that I put out. But if you just take things for base value, I think that would help a lot of people enjoy their life a lot better. Like if somebody just asked you a question, then it's just a question. Don't read into it like they're digging into anything or anything like that. I mean, if you feel like you have something to hide, then maybe you should figure that situation out first. But, you know, that's just one example. So I think that people should just take things for what they are, not, you know, making anything worse or trying to make it way better than what it is. Just take it for what it is. Like, you know, if it's your birthday, don't have it in your mind these high, super high expectations that it's going to be the best birthday ever and all this. Just take it for what it is. It's your birthday. Enjoy the day and things that go on throughout that day. Don't take them harshly and don't take them too, you know, enthusiastically, because sometimes I think that, or, you know, most of the time I think people have expectations for every single thing that happens, and that causes them to be critical thinkers, which is a good thing, but at the same time, it could be detrimental if you use it the wrong way. So that's the message. Take everything for base value. Don't overcomplicate things. I want to say once again, thank you for tuning in to the Four Pillar Effect. I'll be doing a marathon podcast with a couple of other guests on their show. So if you don't hear from me on New Year's, Happy New Year's. I hope God blesses you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.